Hi, my name's Josh, and today we're going to take a look at a really cool tool for Visual Studio that I've been building with a friend of mine. This tool is called Alive, and we'll just jump into Visual Studio here. So what this tool is it's a plugin for Visual Studio, and it essentially shows you what your code is doing as you write it. So normally if you've got, you know, a piece of code like this, while you're reading this code, you're sort of playing computer and imagining what the values are. And what we've done is we've built a tool using Roslyn that essentially shows you what the code is doing. So you'll notice in my Visual Studio editor here, I've got this little play button. And if I go ahead and click on that, I see the results of my code just to the side here. So I can just go and create different constructs like a for loop, I is less than 10, I plus plus. And I get a little slider here that shows me what's happening at each iteration of this for loop. Nothing particularly exciting in this case, just incrementing a value. So, you know, if you've used a REPL or if you've looked at the C# REPL that's come out, you might find a lot of familiar ideas here. You can use something like this to test out ideas really quickly. But in a lot of ways, this isn't like a REPL at all. It's a live document. So unlike a REPL where you'd input a single line of code at a time, or, you know, maybe a couple lines of code at a time. With this approach, we can easily sort of, you know, change things in our code in different states and see how that affects our program. So if I go back up here and I see the value of z is 158 and I just change this to 5 or something like that, you can see these values change. Now, most of the people we show this off to, they think that's really cool, that looks great. But how does this work for, you know, non-trivial code? So in order to sort of demonstrate Alive's features in a more complex code base, I've got the Nudensoft JSON project here. And what we can do is, in order for Alive to show you the results of each function that you're sort of profiling, it runs that function. And we can run static methods like we just showed, and we can also run test methods. So we'll go ahead and start this method here. They're using, it looks like, nUnit, or maybe a derived version of an XUnit test framework. nUnit is their test case. So we'll go ahead and start Alive here. It has to compile the whole project, so the first time it runs, it might take a little bit longer. And once we do that, we can see the results of all of this code that's happening here. Now, the cool thing with Alive is we don't just have the ability to profile these test methods and static methods. If we jump to different portions of the code, we can now be in this static this toString method, and we can actually continue using this continuation button execution here. So what's happening under the hood is Alive is running that original test method we were looking at, but now we're going to be able to see the results here in this toString method, and they'll just appear in line with all of our code here. And I think the reason this idea is powerful and you know, has the potential to change the way we work with code is that all the code we write works with data. So as I'm writing this code or reading this code or trying to understand this, even you at home watching this, you're sort of imagining what happens when different values come through here. You're essentially imitating a computer in your head. And what we're hoping Alive will do is allow you to sort of be free of that simulating a computer in your mind and instead just be shown the values. So if we go ahead and change these things, like it looks like that's a string that's coming in here. So if we change value to testing, we can see what that does to our code and how it changes how this particular function works. So it'll go ahead and just compute the results really quickly here, and we'll be able to see you know, how this switch case handled things differently and how different inputs essentially worked. So at a high level, that's Alive. It's a plugin for Visual Studio. It supports Visual Studio 2015 and it supports Visual Studio 2013. Currently, we support the C# programming language, and we've got you know, a free trial for you to give this a shot and tell us what you think about it. We've got an open issue tracker on GitHub, github.com/codeconnect/alivefeedback is where you'll find that. So we hope you give it a try and let us know, you know, what doesn't work for you, where it's letting you down, and you know, what does work for you and where it maybe changed the way you worked with some of your source code. Thanks a lot for watching.